This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Welcome to Pharmacy Facts with Friends, the show about living well. Pharmacy Facts with Friends with Dale Coley and Lauren Young, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome to Pharmacy Facts with Friends. You're here with Lauren Young and Dale Coley. Welcome back to the studio, Dad. It's been a few weeks.
It's been, I can't remember the last time I was here.
That's right. About a month ago. We've let Erica Coley sit in as my welcomed co-host for the last few weeks.
I think a lot of people have been here since I've been here. But it's crazy times in the pharmacy. Today is the last full day of Medicare Part D open enrollment. The official close is midnight tomorrow night, and it is still time to make a decision and make a change if you need to. We look at the all the different issues that are going on in that. The tiers change on the drugs. The copays change. Who you can go to, which pharmacy you're allowed to go to, or which pharmacy is the preferred pharmacy, is involved in that thing there, and it's easy to do going on Medicare.gov and inputting your prescriptions, and then you go, and it tells you which pharmacy is the best deal as far as what you want it to be, but one of the things that people are forgetting about is it's not all about the money. It's the services that's provided. We've got a lot of elderly people that cannot get out. We've got a lot of people that can't get out when it's snowing, raining, and inclement weather. And there's not a whole lot of pharmacies in town to deliver. So when you're making your decisions and choices, make sure that you look at all the facts and how they impact you totally with what's going on in Medicare Part D land between Andrea Liming and your mom. It's been a hectic few weeks in our pharmacy, as well as being busy taking care of the customers that we have. So
that's right, absolutely. But you still have just around 24 hours, about 30 hours before that Medicare Part D buzzer goes off, and you are unable to change your plan for 2023. So give us a call at Dale's 217-429-5165. Ask for Rita or Andrea and get your Part D plan set for 2023. And welcome Erica Coley to the show.
Thank you.
Another co-host. And we have our first guest on the line. We have Beth Waldron. She's a returning guest, and I'm so happy she's able to join us. Beth is coming to us from North Carolina, and she is a patient advocate, a speaker, and an author. And I really appreciate her insight. I follow her on social media, and I really try to help promote any cause that she's behind because I feel like she has the patient's best interest at heart. So welcome back to the show, Beth. Glad to have you.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
And so our patients, our listeners who remember you from last time, recall that you are a survivor of DVT, and you also are an advocate for pulmonary embolism. And really, I stumbled across your healthcare journey whenever you were talking about the non-medical switching that was going on in North Carolina. And I know patients across the country are also aware of it, but about Eliquis and some of those anticoagulation drugs. So I really wanted to have you on because I think it's so timely with end of the year and then also the beginning of so many different people's plans, that people may not know that things that were covered or currently are covered are going to be covered in the new year. So we really wanted to have you on and kind of talk about your experience and how you've been able to advocate for your own health care.
Right, absolutely. And you were just talking about the Medicare Part D enrollment. And I just spent a couple of days ago about an hour and a half with a family member going through her options because she is also on a blood thinning medication. And, you know, those preferred drug lists, they change from year to year. And you know, what was covered this year may not be covered next year. So it's really important to, you know, go input your medications and make sure that it's going to continue to be covered under your plan. Because those blood thinners, those anticoagulants, the Eliquis, the Xarelto, that's the number one and the number three drug for Medicare drug expenditures. So there's a lot of folks out there on these medications. And because they are very expensive medications, mm-hmm. You know, it's very common for pharmacy benefit managers to either drop coverage for those medications, to drop them from formulary, or to change. They'll cover one but not the other. So, you know, I always recommend, especially this time of year, you know, whether you're on Medicare or whether you're looking at one of the ACA plans, you know, check your benefits and make sure that the drug you're on is going to be covered for next year.
The real reason that they switch which drug, especially in anticoagulants, Xarelto versus Eliquis versus whatever, is really not the clinical aspect of things or how it affects the body or how the testing has been done and stuff like this. It's really about reimbursement and how much the PBM is getting as a rebate or, quote, kickback from the drug company to do this type of stuff. So when you're really thinking about this, well, this PBM is really thinking about us and worrying about us and the changes from Xarelto to Eliquis, because I'm sure there's a lot of reasons Eliquis is better. That's not the reason at all. And that's the part that people really get infuriated about, because if Eliquis is working for me, and it has and has been working, and I've had a some type of a cardiac event or something like this and survived that, and now I'm getting back on my feet. And the worst thing in the world when you're dealing with someone that's had a cardiac event is to start changing things around on them, and it just drives them nuts when they find out the real reason for the change on that stuff. And as a pharmacist, it's really tough to advocate for that type of situation. If that drug, as you've seen, if that drug's working for you, if that drug is doing what you want to, and you've got a great deal of comfort in the fact that you're on this drug and it's doing the job for me, it's really, really an impactful thing whenever suddenly the insurance company says, no, you got to change to another one.
Well, and that's exactly what happened to me earlier this year. I've been on a blood thinner for 19, 20 years now. And for the last 8 years, I've been stable and doing well on Eliquis. You know, no problems. And that's kind of, as a cardiovascular patient, that's what you want to be, is nice and boring and off your doctor's radar. You know, you don't want any drama, you know. And so about this time last year, I received a letter from my pharmacy benefit manager to say that Eliquis was no longer going to be covered, and I would need to switch to Xarelto, to another brand of medication. And that was it. The letter did not even include a phone number to call if I had a question. It just simply said, contact your doctor for a prescription for another medication. So that, of course, you know, was very, very frightening when you've been stable and you've been doing well, and then you're going to introduce treatment instability. Mm-hmm. Because to remain on the blood thinner I was doing well on, it's not that one is better or worse. It's just that I wanted to be on what my doctor had recommended and what I knew was doing well for me. Absolutely. You know, why rock the boat unnecessarily? But to stay on it would mean I'd have to pay the full retail price. So, of course, that was going to be out of the question. But unfortunately, I wasn't the only one who received that letter. There was around 150,000 other patients at risk for stroke and DVT and PE who also received that letter. And that's sort of where things kind of got active this year for me. Is there was this sort of big kind of upwelling in the cardiovascular community trying to keep patients stable on their medications. And in total, we had 19 nonprofits who spoke out against this and tried to get the PBM, this was CVS Caremark, to reverse their decision. They said, no, you know, like you said, we're getting financial considerations to change patients, to prefer one drug over another. And they proceeded with it. And unfortunately, some adverse events did happen. There were some documented strokes and bleeds which happened. And once sort of patients started talking about this on social media, and once the news media started picking up on this and started publishing stories about this, that's sort of when the company, I think, had a second thoughts about it. And fortunately, in July, they decided to reinstate the drug back to formulary. So the good news is patients, again, have covered access to both medications, which is what we wanted all along, is to just stay on what we were stable on. But unfortunately, this happens far too often. Mm-hmm. So it's really important for patients to research their drug lists. And unfortunately, you can, this time of year at sign up, you can do your homework, you can find out what's covered. But 6 months from now, your pharmacy manager can change the drug list then. You can have a mid-year change. You can have a mid-quarter change. So, for example, my insurance changes their formulary quarterly. So even though when I sign up for benefits here in December, in March, the preferred drug list may change. I have no way of foreseeing what it's going to be 3 months from now.
Absolutely. And we see that every day, you know, in the pharmacy. And you know, fortunately, you are able to be an advocate for everyone else, mm-hmm. and go through everything that you went through and helped all of those individuals. But, you know, once you're told that this is what's helped keep you alive and this is what's helped keep you healthy, and you are comfortable on that and you've read all the side effects and you've mm-hmm. gone through all of that, and then we just take the rug out from underneath you because the PBM right. says, I don't want to do that today. So, you know, I hate that for you, that A, you had to go through all of that, but, you know, thank God that you were there for everyone else to, you know, push back, and that you had the ability to do that. You know, I when you were talking, I just literally was, my eyes just got real big and my jaw dropped whenever you said there was, you know, documented adverse events. And we see that all the time, unfortunately. And you know, mm-hmm. hopefully they're not bad, but that doesn't mean that they even made it through. So, you know, we don't like that side of it either. So,
right. Right. Well, you know, blood thinners and anticoagulants, you know, they're a special class of medications, and they're prescribed in patients who, you know, are at risk for strokes and who are at risk for blood clots. And so, you know, doctors don't prescribe these just for fun. You know,
yes.
you're prescribed these because you're at risk for some very serious medical conditions. Mm-hmm. And they're a class of medication that comes with risks. And so, you know, you don't need to be playing around with it for non-medical reasons. I think these sorts of decisions as to which drug is best is kind of best left to the physician mm-hmm. and the patient, you know, based on the patient's medical history, rather than a corporation making those decisions.
Absolutely.
Based on what's in their financial interest.
Absolutely. It's them playing, you know, it's an insurance customer service agent practicing medicine without a license in that area, where mm-hmm. they are
Absolutely.
Choosing to pick which blood thinner is best for you. And I know there's been patients that have tried to appeal these decisions. We also see this a lot with mm-hmm. insulin being on a
yes.
formulary and changing from, like you said, quarter or even every 6 months on a plan. And people will come in and say, there was just an example last week of pantoprazole versus omeprazole, so acid reflux medication, and they were really trying to figure out what would be covered under their insurance. And for the last 6 months, they were able to take omeprazole, and they went to get it, and it was $55 this time. And that was well above what they had been paying for the last 6 months. And so whenever we look to see what the information from the PBM was, it was because they we're now preferring to have them on a different medication. So, you know, you have to make sure their doctor right. realizes what the change is for and things like that. So there's a lot of communication that has to happen because of this, but there's really not a valid reason for switching them. It's not the patient having a side effect. It's not the doctor saying, you know, oh yes, we're going to switch because we really don't think this is the best for you. There was no reason why this individual had to switch except for that preferred drug list being changed
with no notice. That was the thing, is you have to dig all of the pieces of paper and all the information, and then you see in, you know, the small print, oh, we prefer this. Like, why couldn't we just have put that right at the beginning and let us all, you know, start that process at 8 a.m. when the doctor's office is open, as opposed to 6 o'clock whenever, you know, we can't do it till the next day.
That's right.
Silly.
And a lot of times patients get surprised at the pharmacy counter. They don't. Either you don't get the notice or you don't get the letter, you don't understand it. You know, there's communication is not always real great. even to this day, I've still not received a letter telling me that my medication is covered again. So, you know, sometimes you have to be really savvy and do some digging and do some research and figure these things out yourself. And that's really, really hard to do. Mm-hmm. And so I do worry that a lot of patients end up getting to the pharmacy counter and they get surprised when their medication, the cost is different. It's no longer covered. Mm-hmm. There's been a change. So certainly the physicians don't always know. And the patients sometimes get surprised. It's a real problem, but as much as you can do here at Benefits Time to do a little homework, to do a little research, that doesn't guarantee you're going to remain on it, but at least as much homework as you can do now, it will help you out.
And in today's environment with the supply chain issues about certain medications and things like this, there's enough medications that are not available. It doesn't make any sense at all to just be changing people's medication just because they're going to get a financial advantage to do this thing here. And if somebody is on a medication that is not available commercially, then that's a whole different situation. But it just looking at this from a profiteering perspective just is what really irritates and really incites the people the most about this type of thing. You're playing with my body, you're playing with my thing. There are clinical issues on certain types of anticoagulants, whether you take omeprazole, whether you take pantoprazole and things like this, documented to do those kind of things. And that person making that decision for a few cents per tablet or a couple dollars per bottle or something like this, just really it rubs people the wrong way and really causes a real negative environment in overlooking the healthcare and that to me is the real crime in this. There's enough bad things going on out there. We don't need to manufacture things, and it is a very positive thing when you get somebody that just stands up and says, hey, wait a minute, we started looking at some things, and this what you did was not only immoral, it's almost criminal in some ways, and that is where you can really go after some of these people here. So kudos to you and the groups that are standing up, advocates for this type of a program. And you see that in pharmacy all the time with the pharmacy benefits manager. You know, they're the ones that control what medication people take, what pharmacy they go to. You know, somebody can be forced to go to a pharmacy that's got a big W on the side or a three initials on the side or something like this, and that might be 100 or 50 or 75 miles away. And you have a local pharmacy that's available there, but they don't have the preferred contract. So now the patient is now going to be negatively impacted by having to pay more for this type of thing. And it's just a lack of access. And that whole thing just needs to be re-looked at. And thank goodness Lauren and a few of her friends here in Illinois are doing it that. And nationally, she's working with the PUT group to get those kind of things changed and stuff like this. But, I mean, from a pharmacy perspective, you really need to take control of your health care. And pharmacy is a great way to do that.
I absolutely agree with everything you just said.
And Beth, one thing that I know we want to make sure we hit is that you were able to work with some of the associations and, you know, patient advocacy groups that really helped push this forward. I know that sometimes people can get very frustrated with road bumps during the, you know, healthcare journey. How would you recommend to our listeners about how they can best advocate for themselves and work with those associations or organizations so they don't just feel like they're on an island and the association, you know, probably won't help them because they're just one person?
Right. Well, I think one of the biggest lessons from this past year is that there is power in social media, and patient stories are powerful because they reflect our authentic everyday experiences that we have in trying to access our medications and trying to afford our medications. And when we share our stories on social media, it gets the attention of our insurance companies. It gets the attention of the pharmacy benefits managers, and that's real and that's authentic. And I think how nonprofit organizations can help us is they have a lot of resources. I mean, they have, you know, if there's a particular nonprofit that deals with your particular medical condition, you know, if you have diabetes, you know, diabetes associations, or if you have a heart condition, one of the heart nonprofits, or, you know, whatever condition you have, you know, they've dealt with this. And odds are you're not the only patient facing this particular challenge. You know, there's probably other patients facing this same medication access issue. Connect with those nonprofits. They probably have resources that can help you. And there are other nonprofit organizations who deal with nothing but medication access issues and who are trying to work to get policies changed. And I think just sharing your story with them and you know, adding more power to that to say, hey, you know, we're real everyday people and we're having these issues. I mean, that really does. It's one thing, I think, when doctors speak up and say, hey, my patients are having problems, or pharmacists say, hey, you know, my customers are having these issues. But when patients themselves speak up and sort of in their own words articulate the issues, I really think that carries a lot of weight. And I think that's sort of one of the biggest lessons from this past year that I've seen is there's just a lot of power in patient stories.
Absolutely. We had a legislator here in Illinois who told us a couple years ago, whenever we were first really starting to advocate for our stores in a more collective way amongst a lot of central Illinois pharmacies, and that legislator said, you know, it doesn't really become an issue until there is three people with, you know, a very similar problem. You know, one can be an anomaly, two can be a coincidence, and three, that's whenever legislators really start listening because they think it's going to happen to more and more of their constituents and they want to try to get ahead of the problem. So I can't imagine what the legislators in North Carolina thought when 150,000 people all had these issues that were on the same plan.
Well, this 150,000 number, this was actually national. So we had about 5,000 just in North Carolina, and that 150,000 number, this was actually a national number. So, yeah, this was a very widespread issue. But, yeah, what I would say is, you know, when you post something on social media, tag your legislator, you know, tag your local press, you know, not just the insurance company. To generate attention for the issue that you're having. For example, if your insurance requires you to go to one particular big chain pharmacy and you go and the pharmacy's closed, which is happening a lot lately because they're understaffed, you post that on social media and you tag your legislators and say, hey, you know, I don't like being forced to only go to this one big chain. Why can't I have the freedom to go to any pharmacy I want to go to? Why am I being forced to only do mail order pharmacy, which a lot of patients are forced to do? You know, these types of issues, if we talk about it and we tag our legislators, our local legislators and our both state and federal, I mean, this lets them know that, hey, we're having this problem and we want you to know that we're having this problem. And I think until they start hearing from more of us, you know, they don't realize it's a problem. And so I think to some extent that needs to start happening. And I think some of the nonprofits also can help facilitate that.
Absolutely. I think people need to understand that it's not just because they don't understand how the healthcare system works. There's parts of the healthcare system that are convoluted for a reason, because they want to keep that transparency out of their part of this healthcare system so that they can continue gaming the system and manipulating it in a way that allows them to make more money. And so this really frustrates patients and frustrates different providers trying to help those patients and serve them. And so I think that if patients can understand that they're not in this alone and their voice does matter, mm-hmm. I think that's one of the most important things that we can learn from your advocacy.
Absolutely.
Well, and I think one thing that I think was very positive out of this is we know healthcare is complicated. And sometimes you feel like you just want to throw up your hands and go, oh, you know, it's so broken, we just can't fix it. Mm-hmm. But I think this showed that if you have collaborative action, you have patients and physicians and pharmacists and nonprofits all working together towards the same cause, you can have rapid change within a complex healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
Because we jumped on this, we all kind of came at it through our own unique strengths, and we got this reversed within 6 months, which I think is pretty good. So, I mean, I think there's a good lesson to be learned from that, that change is possible. You know, it's not so broken that we can't fix it. We can, but we've got to speak up. I mean, we have to be willing to speak up. And I think that's the key, is we can't continue to be silent about some of these issues that we're having. And I think it's just so important for patients to be there and be part of this. And we just can't leave it to the pharmacists. We can't leave it to the physicians. You know, we have to be there and be engaged also.
Oh, absolutely. And there's so many things that are coming out about some of these big organizations. And so we really, as you said, we're harnessing the power of social media to make sure that we can advocate for our patients and understand how to help them navigate some of those twists and turns that these conglomerates kind of put in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Beth, thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it. Hopefully you and your family have a safe and happy holidays, and we definitely look forward to talking to you again in the new year.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for all that you do. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Beth. Have a nice night. We'll be back with more Pharmacy Facts with Friends in just a few minutes.
Listen in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. to Pharmacy Facts with Friends with Dale and Lauren. Learn the latest on what's going on in the pharmaceutical world. What's new? What to look out for? Stay tuned in for information on vaccines, what's changing with health, and pharmacy and insurance. Dale and Lauren will keep you up to date on what's happening locally and on the national level. Tune in for our local experts from Dale's South Lake Pharmacy every Tuesday at 5 p.m. with Pharmacy Facts with Friends.
Guys, 2022's been a roller coaster year, so spoil her this Christmas by giving her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas exclusively from Pajamagram. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own bare skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. Order today, and Pajamagram will also include a free matching naturally nude nightie with the purchase of naturally nude pajamas. That is free gift packaging and a free naturally nude nightie when you order today. Just go to pajamagram.com. It's fast, easy, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. That's pajamagram.com.
Join us weekday mornings for Buyers and Company. Each day, Brian and Nick talk with community leaders, local, regional, and national politicians, and experts in the various industries that call Decatur and Central Illinois home. Brian and Nick also offer their take on events and how they affect us here in Decatur. Tune in for Buyers and Company, weekday mornings 6 to 9 on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Stream the show at nowdecatur.com or on your smart speaker.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
B Morse Code is about freedom. It's about living the life by your own unique code. This is Dr. J. Join me and sometimes the handsome Dr. JK each Wednesday at 5 p.m. for The Morse Code. We talk about living life authentically. And for me, that is aligning who I am, what I believe, and what I do. That is The Morse Code. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live on nowdecatur.com.
Friends helping friends. This is Pharmacy Facts with Friends with Dale's Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Pharmacy Facts with Friends. You're here with Lauren Young, Dale, and Eric Coley, and we have a full house now. Mike Wilcutt, how are you?
Hey, good. How about you guys?
Good, good. Glad to have you here. So I know there's a big weekend coming up in downtown Decatur, and yeah, you guys get to be part of it.
Yeah, Decatur's busy all around this week. I know the Christmas walk tomorrow night in downtown, and you know, the 12 bars thing going on Saturday, and then we got our thing going for Lincoln Theater. Got Mark Hamm from the band here, and also Keith Hartmeyer from Highway 615 with us tonight. We got our big show. We do an annual Christmas show. We call it our Christmas show, but it's only because we give money to the Angel Tree Kids. We don't do a bunch of Christmas songs, a couple here and there, but just overall some great music through the night. This year, Highway 615, we'll do some country stuff mostly. We also got local rockers, some of the best players in Decatur history with a group called Solid Gold that plays very rarely. So it's cool to get them all together for one night doing some yacht rock stuff. And then a group out of Peoria that people saw this summer and loved at the Devon called Revel in Red, doing stuff from Boston, Journey, Aria, all kinds of other stuff. So Journey. We're excited about it. Yeah.
Foreigner.
Yeah, Foreigner. Ooh. Yeah.
Those guys were good.
Yeah. So, Mark, how long have you been playing?
Oh, since Jesus was 8. No. I started about 10. I'm 57. So.
Wow. Nice. Wonderful.
You'd think I'd be a lot better for as long as I've been playing.
So you guys have been together. How long has Highway 615 been together?
We've been performing for about 4 years now, right?
Well, almost 5.
Yeah, getting close to 5.
Yeah.
Well, I know you guys are at a lot of different local events, different festivals, things like that. So I know the listeners have gotten a chance to hear you, but they can now come see you at the Lincoln Theater this Saturday.
Yeah, we rarely get to play Decatur. I mean, right. We play Decatur, what, a couple times a year, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So we do a lot in Springfield and elsewhere all over Illinois, but it's where we get to play in Decatur. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to play for the hometown and raise money for a great cause on Saturday.
How can people get tickets?
They can go on LincolnSquareTheater.com, on Lincoln Square Theater's website. Purchase them there. There'll also be some available at the door. We are getting low on our VIP tickets. We have some VIP table tickets and VIP mezzanine that includes some drinks, some snacks, some other goodies we'll put in a little gift bag. And those are getting close to selling out, though.
Love that. So what time will you guys go on Saturday? 8 o'clock?
Yeah, we will go on at 8 o'clock. We actually kick the show off with Solid Gold at 7, okay. Then us at 8, and then our friends in Revel and Rebel come on around 9 or so.
That's awesome.
So
you guys get the whole experience. You can support, you know, 3 semi-local bands with the Peoria, yeah, Revel and Red. And so you're able to come out and kind of get different flavors of sound and really enjoy a great concert.
Yeah, and Keith's been out working on some stuff with a silent auction for us too.
You know, we did the country thing last year, and we love country music, and obviously we're going to be a part of that. But we said, you know what, this year let's switch it up and maybe appeal to more people. And there's some great musicians around here, and he was really impressed with Revel in Red, and we said, let's bring them in. And I pretty much insisted on Solid Gold. I know those guys have played with them, so. And yeah, we're going to be bookended by 2 fantastic acts.
That's
so
awesome. I love that. So
we're looking forward to it.
And such a unique thing to do in downtown during the Christmas season. You know, it's not the traditional holiday party. You can get a group of friends out and come out and really experience downtown.
Yeah, we got a lot of sponsors too that when they step in, we give them tickets as well. Mm-hmm. So hopefully some groups get out. We issued a post yesterday to offering free tickets to all first responders. So the DPD, Minton County Sheriffs, the local firefighters, also teachers, and some medical professionals. So if you're one of those, you want some free tickets, we have details on our Facebook page about how to get those. Just trying to help take care of those and take care of others all the time.
Awesome.
So
we'll be giving away some tickets at the end of the show, too. So
yeah,
definitely stay tuned, and you can come join Highway 615 and hear a lot of great music. And, you know, I think that's a perfect thing. Keith, what have you been working on with the silent auction?
I got conned into. I thought I was taking flyers around, and after I had agreed to it, and Mike came to my house, I'm actually walking around to businesses and getting stuff for the baskets for the silent auction. Well, let's see, I got some monocles, pizzas, and some.
A wagon stepped up today.
Some wagon stepped up today and gave us some certificates. Cozires.
Awesome.
You did some Blaze hockey stuff and I some tickets for the games.
Yeah, Blaze hockey. We got 4 tickets to Blaze hockey games.
Very cool. So they can come out and support, you know, the, like you said, proceeds go to the Salvation Army Angel Tree.
Yeah, and everything's paid for in advance thanks to our sponsorships. So we go in where all the tickets go back to the cause. So does all the silent auction stuff. Mm-hmm. We've got some stuff. Oh, yeah. A couple of really cool things in the auction, too. I know Keith wants to win the trip to Nashville.
Ooh. Keith will win the trip to Nashville.
Yeah, Keith's retired now. He has nothing better to do. So there's a basically 2-night hotel stay. And then a VIP pass that's going to get you in to a lot of the top attractions in Nashville, like the Country Music Hall of Fame Museum, mm-hmm. Johnny Cash Museum, numerous other things, courtesy of the Nashville Visitors Bureau.
Cool.
So really neat. We got some all-inclusive Cardinals tickets for either the Yankees or the Dodgers. Next year, we got 2 games up for grabs. Mm-hmm. We got some other cool stuff, too. So, I mean, if you're there, you got a chance to get some really neat things in the auction. Some Illini basketball tickets going on as well. So, yeah, really cool, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And these guys, I think, are ready to put on a good show again this year.
You know, it's pretty exciting. When Mike brought us this idea and told us why he wanted to do it before last year's show, we were like, yes, I'm on board 100%. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, we'll be responsible for all the costs of the venue, the production, everything. And I was like, And he said, don't worry about it. I think I got it taken care of. And I think maybe it was a week or 2 weeks later because of the sponsors, mm-hmm. you know, for the event that he said, yep, that's all taken care of. I was just amazed at yes. how the community came together to help mm-hmm. put it together.
This yeah. is a really special community, too. They always come in and yeah. kind of surprise you.
Well, you guys know this as well as anybody. You guys are part of everything I ever hear going on in town. It seems like there's always a handful of people between you and the Rahaneys and all of our local banks and stuff
right.
always stepping in and helping out in big ways. So thank you guys for all that, too.
Yeah, and Salvation Army is kind of special to us. We were their chairs last Christmas season. And so I love the fact that you guys are giving back to the Angel Tree. Mike, I know you have a story with the Angel Tree.
Yeah.
And I know that that's so special with, you know, this generation stepping up now and being able to support that mission.
Yeah, we did a few shows with when I was with 95Q full time. We did the Secret Santa concert, which we'd bring an act in from Nashville, which mm-hmm. we may eventually do. You know, sponsorships keep going well, we can do that.
Right.
But there's costs attached to those kind of things. So did that for a few years and had a great time with that. But then 95Q was kind of like, hey, with this, you know, we're now the pandemic's still working back into everything normalcy wise, mm-hmm. and do you want to take it? I'm like, yeah, I'd love to. So we started doing our own thing last year, and through the years we've raised a lot of money for the campaign. And a couple of years ago, I was the chair on the Season of Giving, which is awesome to be
yes.
kind of designated for that role. But yeah, growing up, I was a kid on the Angel Tree. I got the stuff for Christmas. Our family got a food basket. We got a Christmas tree from the Salvation Army. So mm-hmm. I understand the need. And I was young when this happened, maybe 7 years old or so. But even at 7, I understood it somehow or another. I got it. And once we were able to, as things got better in our life, we were able to go out and then return that. As teenagers, we could go pick out a tree or a kid on the tree at the mall
mm-hmm.
and shop for him at the mall and get him some cool stuff. I mean, I think anybody in life, when you've been through things, you've been at rock bottom, you fully get it.
Right.
And when you can give back to people that are at rock bottom, it's an awesome feeling.
Still, every time you tell that story, I get choked up. Mm-hmm. I'm such a big baby.
I'm the same way. I hear that, and I just think about yeah. all of those kids that are on the tree and that our community is able to help them out. And again, just like Mike, several of them step up after the fact and they're able to, you know, keep yeah. the cycle going and really make sure that other people are able to get that helping hand when needed.
And I Absolutely. Think this year we have a lot of people that are first timers that have hit,
sure.
you know, and maybe not quite rock bottom, but that where is that Christmas present going to come for their little one?
Yeah.
And if we can just anything that we can do to help, you know, you joke that we were included in everything, but we wouldn't want it any other way. I don't feel yeah. like whenever we've grown up, and last year we brought the kids out and they rang the bells and they did all that kind of stuff. So it was interesting at Thanksgiving this year. They're like, okay, are we going back to Kroger's to do that? And I was like, that's awesome that they can remember those things and we can kind of build those memories of, you know, that they're lucky and they're fortunate right now that they have everything that they want and need. But
Yeah, we'd love to make this an annual thing. It's our second year doing it. So I think a event can actually become annual on technical terms on year three.
Okay.
Thanks to Eric Lee breaking that down for me. I don't know how many times. Yeah, I mean, we hope to make this an annual thing and keep growing it each year. I would love to get it to a point where people are so excited about it, they sell it out within a week. Mm-hmm. You know, it's our goal eventually, but we're right now, we've got several hundred tickets sold. Mm-hmm. We still have some available, so if you want to come join us, we'd love to have you there. Tickets start at just $15. So well, if you want to spend the $15, you can do that route. We got some VIPs at $40, I think, maybe $35 for the mezzanine, mm-hmm. Which are almost gone as are the table seats. So, yeah, it's going to be a great night. Thanks to our great sponsors, too, helping everything happen. Pepsi Refreshment Services stepped up in a big way. George A. Mueller Beer Company with Miller Lite been our sponsor for a couple years now, so they're helping out financially this year, cover costs this, too, and several others. Brandy Schaefer with Northwestern Mutual. Dunn Company, I've got a whole list. I'm just trying to write off my top of my head. But countless others that have stepped up, even from $250. Every donation as a sponsor helps us cover cost to make sure we can go in at zero for the day. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And Lincoln really has revamped a lot inside.
Especially. It's beautiful.
We've been since last year.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little chilly in there last year. But you know that Lavelle got involved, and I don't know everybody involved, but I know when he gets involved, things get done and they get done right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so.
Well, I think he painted the picture for us last year, kind of walking through what he had envisioned wise.
Yeah.
And now a year later, most of that's done. Mm-hmm. So huge thanks to people helping save that great venue too. You know, as local musicians, you're always trying to find the best place to play your music and share it with people. And we're having fewer of those as years go on. Mm-hmm. So those that do still support the local music and the guests that also go support it, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talented artists in this town that need places to play. Mm-hmm. So the more we can support them, the more that future can be bright too.
And it's so awesome to see the marquee lit up with different artists. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever you're driving through downtown, that is so cool to see that back up and running. Yeah. And you know,
they got Lee Greenwood in a couple days, you know, country legend there, and that's cool. He's had a big rock show with Jackal a couple weeks back. Mm-hmm. And I know the Lavelle and the team are working on some big things for 2023 too, so just excited to see that going. You know, the Devon's in full swing. But we got some local bars and stuff too that do shows. So
are people still able to get Devon season tickets for Christmas?
Not for Christmas. They'll be on sale in early 2023.
Okay.
So we're trying to lock our schedule in first, and there's a lot of things moving right now on that. So hopefully have some cool, exciting announcements here in the next few weeks as well.
I'm sure you can get a Park District gift card that you can use towards other things for Christmas.
Yeah, we're working on all that kind of stuff. So Park District has gift cards that are available for all of our other facilities. Mm-hmm. You can use it for Devon concessions also if you buy a DPD gift card. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
But I tell you, he's my buddy. I'm in a band with him. And the other night at the show in Peoria, I said, "Hey, man, I need to get some. I think this year I'm going to buy VIP tickets." And he said, "Well, what about right here?" "Nope, those are all sold out." "But what about right here?" "Those are all sold out." So
yeah,
tickets. I guess I'm going for the lawn.
Yeah, it's unfortunately all we can offer when they come available because our waiting list for the seats and the tariffs are just. It's long. It's 110 people, mm-hmm. and it's closed right now. As we know, it's going to be many years we can take care of those people. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's a great thing to have. But, you know, again, that's an outlet for music here. And we've featured a lot of local musicians on that stage, too, now, mm-hmm. Including I think many of the guys in Solid Gold, if not all of them, have been on that stage. Mark got to play on there a couple years ago with a band. He stepped to kind of form this little Decatur Power Band for, like, one show.
And we actually did two because we did one at Sliders, like, a couple weeks later. But
yeah.
Kevin Chalfon, who did the Journey Experience, is a friend of mine and has been for 30 years. And he went to Mike and said, "I want Mark to put a band together and open up for it." And he said, "I can't do that. Mark's in a band with me." And it just wouldn't. He said, "That's who I want." So they called me, and I had about 30 days to put a band together. And we did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Keith, you've been in countless bands over the years, too.
Countless.
What's some of your resume you got going on over there?
I've played most of my bands with the drummer and the other guitar player we have now. I played with Mark and a couple, mm-hmm. Which makes it sound like I can't get along with anybody. It's pretty much how that story
no.
looks like.
You just have to know him real well.
Well then. If you can't figure out who the problem is, it might be you.
That's what it says, right?
Nice.
A long time ago.
Well, we've been together for 4 years now, all three of us have, and we have Nikki, Mark's daughter, singing also. So I do lead vocals with Nikki. She's amazing. You know, Mark's on the guitar, Keith's on bass. We got Jeff Tate on rhythm guitar, and then we got Chad Burns back there on the drums now. So, it's been a good run. This year's probably been our best year yet. So,
I love those guys.
And you can follow Highway 615 on social media, so you can see mm-hmm. not only this Saturday, but you can see other events that are coming up for you guys as well.
Yeah, we just played in Peoria this past weekend for the first time and had a great night. So
far.
Awesome.
Hope to go back there soon, too. But.
Awesome. Well, again, we're going to take a break. We'll give away some tickets for this Saturday. But thank you guys so much for joining us. And we look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday at the Lincoln Theater.
Yeah, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We'll be right back with more Pharmacy Facts with Friends in just a few minutes.
There are three words I always hear when someone from our staff is on the phone. We got it. Hi, it's Laurie from Rex Battery, and whenever somebody calls us and asks if we have a certain type of battery, the answer is always, we got it. Even in those very rare instances we don't, we know how to get it. And if we don't know how to get it, we'll build it. That's how committed we are to making sure you have the power you need. From model cars to real cars, from toys to tractors, dog collars to doorbells, riding mowers to remote keys. If it takes a battery, we have it at Rex Battery. Over 75,000 batteries in stock right now. So if you're wondering if we've got a battery, yep, we've got it. They're fresh, fully charged, and ready to go, keeping Central Illinois fully powered for over 60 years. Rex Battery, 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex with a double X battery.
There's no better time than fall in Central Illinois. Hi, I'm George Streckfus at the Brass Horn, and there has never been a better time to shop than this fall. We're stuffed to the rafters with all menswear. Sweaters, jackets, outerwear vests are the big movers so far. The colors in our store rivals the colors of fall outside. With over 75 years of combined menswear experience, let us help you this fall with all your clothing needs here at the Brass Horn. We're located at 108 East Prairie in downtown Decatur, or visit us online at brasshorn.com.
Come celebrate Christmas at GT Church. Carols by Candlelight is on Christmas Eve at 6 and 9 p.m. and is packed with music, ballet, a story for the kids, and lots of things that will fill you with the joy of the season. And then on Christmas morning at 10 a.m., we'll be celebrating Jesus' birthday and receiving communion together. Make GT Church a part of your Christmas traditions on Christmas Eve at 6 or 9 p.m. or on Christmas morning at 10 a.m. For more information, go to GTChurch.com.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
What you are hearing is, in fact, an interlude from Heinkel's Packing Company. A respite from the chaos and intermission from the absurd. Right now, the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles per hour. So plant your feet and fire up the grill. Buy local. Buy Heinkel's. Quality since 1912.
Now back to Pharmacy Facts with Friends on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Pharmacy Facts with Friends. You're here with Dale Coley and Eric Coley and Lauren Young. And we just had Mike Wolcutt and Mark and Keith from Highway 615. And they're going to be having a charity concert benefiting the Salvation Army Angel Tree this Saturday night at Lincoln Square Theater. And downtown, there is going to be Solid Gold, who's going to play at 7 o'clock. Highway 615 is at 8, and then Rebel in Red is at 9. So come on down. We are going to be giving away some tickets. I know we have just a couple minutes left, so we're going to post them on our social media, and you can follow Dale's South Lake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs, and we have, I believe it's 5 pairs of tickets.
That is correct.
All right. And so you can, we'll put up a post after the show and you can comment and you can go pick up your tickets at Dale South Lake Pharmacy. So.
Sounds great. You got about 2 minutes to tell us how much fun you're having in the front of the store selling all that holiday cheer up there.
That's right. We have all kinds of good things going on. Last week was our holiday open house and sale, and we have a lot of Santa's goodies in the store still for your holiday wish list. And we have a new face up at the front of the store. Nikki Ruffner has joined our front end crew. And so if you see her out and about, make sure you say hello and introduce yourself. She is a familiar face in the independent pharmacy world. And so we're so excited to have her at Dale's now. And she is a great addition to our group up front. And so all of the elves at Dale's and Coley's have been working hard to make sure we have everything in tip-top shape for your wish list.
Fannie Mae candy.
Mm-hmm. Fannie Mae candy. We have all kinds of clothing items. We have some mud pie items, some different charcuterie boards. We have Jim Beam fudge. We have Bailey's fudge and caramels. Dips. We have and different dips. We have different wine and cocktail slushy mixes that would be perfect for any holiday get together. And so there's just a lot of fun new items at the store. Some of Rita's favorite things are the tall decor stockings that we have, and we have had a lot of positive feedback on those. So we have a few left at between the stores, but definitely stop in and see what they have. And when you are out at Forsyth Coley's Corner Drugs, thank you to everyone who has signed my petition for, really appreciate that. I'm going to have that out there the rest of the week. So if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call at Coley's Corner Drugs at 217-330-9552. Again, I really appreciate all who have stopped by and supported me in that. And we'll have that out there through the end of this week.
We're doing shots on, up at the North Store on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And so
we
COVID
will not
shots
be having any vaccine clinics on Friday the 30th.
Correct. That's the too close to the holidays. Mm-hmm. So we're going to, but we have not only the flu vaccines, we also have the they have the COVID vaccines. So high potency flu vaccines as well as regular vaccines. So make your appointment because it's crazy out there with the flu. And I wanted to make a special announcement. Tomorrow, everyone knows, at least in our pharmacy knows, tomorrow is Pearl Harbor Day, December the 7th, a day that will remain in infamy. It is a time to reflect on the people that helped keep us safe and keep us as a country that is free. So when you get it tomorrow, just take a couple of minutes to reflect on how lucky you are to be living in the United States of America on December the 7th. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since that happened, but you've got to keep remembering that.
Absolutely. I believe we had a former World War II veteran on the show back when we were in the old studio a few years ago.
We did.
And hearing him talk about all of his memories about being in Hawaii on that day was so impressive.
Yep,
and so
it was. It was amazing.
That was crazy.
Think, remember, and be thankful.
All right. If you have any questions about anything you heard, feel free to give us a call at 217-429-5165. Have a great, safe rest of your week. And Erica, enjoy crossing.
Yeah.
We'll have a great time. We'll see you next week on more Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Dale might even be here. Good luck.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.